This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A pulmonologist who examined medical records and police body cam footage says Elijah McClain's lungs were full of fluid and he was catatonic before paramedics gave him ketamine. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Dr. David Buther told a jury that McClain had inhaled a lot of fluid and vomit during the struggle with police when he was wearing a face mask. Police put him in two carotid holds, which can cause someone to throw up. McClain was wearing a ski mask because he was cold that night, but it took officers several minutes to remove it into their struggle, and they gave him the carotid holds with the mask on. Those were key moments in which he may have smothered, Buther told the jury. Defense attorneys maintain that the ketamine is what caused McClain's death, not any actions by officers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will fly by the Earth today, and as it passes, it'll drop off part of an asteroid that could tell us more about the origins of the solar system. Sandy Friend is with Lockheed Martin in Littleton.
It's just a matter of seconds that we're actually in contact with the asteroid. The entire event is on the order of hours because you need to leave orbit, descend to the surface, touch the surface to get the sample, and then back away. But the actual contact with the surface was just a handful of seconds.
NASA will live stream the arrival on its YouTube channel. Nice weather today across the Front Range, highs in the upper 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.